Okay, so tell me about the dildo.
Well, I was on this site, and there was, like, a link that said, a site that shows you Xbox controller more pleasurable. And I was like, what is this? So I click on it, and it's, like, an Xbox controller with a dildo attached to the top. Except that it says something about the power of it is way too strong, so you, like, shock yourself if you try to use it.
Okay, and from the pictures, it's a blue dildo, and it's sort of, it's not coming out of the controller, it's sort of sitting against it.
Yeah, like off to the side.
So it really doesn't look like it's the most comfortable thing. Oh, I just looked at the website, it's at slashdong.org. Oh boy, the things you come across on the internet. Yeah, so the thing looks quite dangerous. You actually mod the Xbox, or not the Xbox, but the controller for the Xbox, and so when it goes to shake, it'll actually make the dildo vibrate, and so you'll have to be looking out for, like, enemies to shoot you in Halo or something to be able to use this thing. You can also, I don't know, this is weird. Probably the weirdest thing I've seen in a while. Anyways, this is Gamers Radio, and this is Disty and Yankadink, and we're bringing you episode number 7 today, and our first try at it. We were going to play some video games and talk during it, but we wasted 40 minutes and found out that it wasn't working for us, so instead we did a little music thing, and we sort of jumped halfway into it. So this is our intro. We're starting with the dodo and moving on to music, so here goes. Episode number 7. Now.
Uh-huh.
See, now it works.
Oh, darn it.
Don't talk so loud. Hold it, like, this far away from your mouth here.
Like here? Can you hear me now?
Sort of.
It works right near my knees.
Can you turn it up to the... There. How's the sound now?
Sounds pretty good.
That sucks. Okay, we just played, like, I think it was 35 to 40 minutes of video games there.
Oh, well.
And we lost it all. It would have been some really boring radio, though.
Yeah, it would have.
Okay, you want to do a music segment, then?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play some songs that I found on the website. It's called ocremix.org. And they have a lot of cool, like, Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much every system, I think. I didn't see any Dreamcast ones, really. But I'm sure there are some. You could probably get 100 or so different game or soundtrack remixes for free there. And they offer everything from, like, Zelda to the A Boy and His Blob. Have you ever heard of that game?
No.
That's an NES game, I think. Anyways, I'm going to play some of the stuff I found, some of my favorites. I'm going to start with some Super Mario Brothers, and this covers everything from dance music. They have a lot of dance remixes to, like, classical, to jazz piano, to swing, and even, like, elevator-style music. And I'm going to play a little bit of each, and it's going to be a long, almost an hour worth of music here. 56.6 minutes, according to iTunes. So we're going to start with Super Mario Brothers, Super Jungle Brothers OC Remix. And this is by Chris J. Hampton, and it can be found at ocremix.org. Thank you. Okay, so that's Super Mario Brothers remixed by Chris J. Hampton. You said it sounds a bit lasery.
I don't know, like, it had it, and then it would kind of get muted, and then it would come back in. It was weird. It's kind of cool, though. It sounds a lot like the original
game. Yeah, it sounds a little bit too much like the original. I don't think it's very original in its sound, I guess. Quit laughing at me.
It's too original. It sounds just like the original.
Well, how else do you want to explain it there?
No, it's good.
I don't feel like it left much from its original stasis. It hasn't departed from its block-like structure. Yeah, but I don't think that one's very good, but the next song is pretty kick-ass. It's called Super Mario Bros. 2 Super Buck Jazz OC Remix. Pretty much everything you're going to listen to at the end is called OC Remix for the entire website. It's sort of a little tribute thing. This one's from Estratosphere, and I like this one a lot more. It's very jazzy. So take a listen now. So what do you think about this one?
When I was in high school, I was in a marching band, and we had a pep band session.
Loser.
And we were going to play one of the songs was a Mario song. So I was just thinking about, like, we could have been so cool like this, playing our song, but we couldn't figure it out. My sister had it all, like, written out for us. But it sounds like a band.
Oh, wait, is this a story where your sister wrote it out in Mario Paint or whatever?
Yeah, she got the Mario Paint program, and she wrote out all the song, like, for each instrument, and it would have been, like, the band playing a Mario theme. I thought that would have been fun.
I like that song a lot. If you're a jazz fan, it's a great song to listen to, and perhaps even study. I'd love to do that one if I were, like, in a swing class or something, to swing to Mario Brothers. That'd be so awesome. Speaking of which, I saw the coolest thing. I have to make sure my mic's on right now. Does it seem right? It looks like it is. I saw the coolest article today on Slashdot. It's people took all sorts of different colored Post-it notes, and they stuck them on this Windows. I think it was at a library. There were, like, four stories, and the windows were probably maybe 12 feet wide and maybe 10 feet high, and they stuck the Post-it notes on the windows, so they formed, like, pixels on a screen, and they did, like, Mario on it, and then they did, like, the block with the question mark above him and, like, all these different characters from the original Mario Brothers.
How big was this window?
It's pretty big, but they did, like, Mario on one window. It wasn't, like, Mario life-size. It's maybe half-size of a human. It's very cool-looking, though.
Do you have a picture of it?
I'll show it to you during the next song.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, next song is going to be from Shinobi, Shinobi 3. It's called Whirlwind Gale Force Mix, and it's by Ryza. So here goes. And we're jumping halfway into this one. Sounds like something you'd hear in the club.
Yeah, kind of technically.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much of a soundtrack, which is sort of good, because they're taking leaps away from the original thing. So you looked at the Mario thing. What do you think of the window murals?
That is really neat.
I think they're cool.
You should do that on your windows. Your windows are pretty good.
Yeah, mine are very bare, too. I need something to cover up all the nudity in this room. Okay, we're going to skip next to the Skies of Arcadia soundtrack. This is the Dungeon Cave Buried Alive mix.
I don't have any idea what the original one sounds like
for this. These are all, like, not tempo and take it out into someone else. Okay, I'm sick of this one. Moving on to Street Fighter 2. Oh, I love this one. Because Street Fighter, it's a fighting game.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Mortal Kombat, which we played. And so you expect like all this hardcore fighting stuff. And it's more like a ballad of... It's called... What's this called? Ryu for Four Pianos. So it's like four pianos playing this whole ballad sequence. I think it's very cool. Very Sims-like also. With
yeah,
the entire,
it does
like...
Sense.
I'm gonna turn this up a little. It's like the entire improv piano that he used for The Sims.
Mm-hmm.
A little spice. Spice in the stew. Four siblings who all went to Juilliard and had all this professional training in piano, and they're trying to sell these CDs on TV now. It's just like four people sitting on grand pianos playing songs together. It looks really boring. Like, who would want to listen to that? One piano's enough. I think they couldn't sell their own CDs, so like, let's just get together and pull a Hanson and try to make...
What did it sound like?
Classical music that really didn't need to be done. Yeah. Like, I could see two pianos, like the Daffy Duck stuff going on. Have you seen that? Roger Rabbit?
That was so good.
That's fun, where it's like, and then the other person starts fighting him. Then, like, the bird ends up in the piano and has to run away from the keys that they're being hit by the hammers. I love those.
They put, like, a cannon out of it.
Yeah, and then the cannon comes out at the end. That's the best. My favorite part of that movie is where they have, like, the egg. Anyways, this is the four...
Completely off track.
The four piano remix. I like it a lot. It's interesting for people who like piano in like video games, or classical music in video games, or improv. And this one goes on for like a whole 3.5 minutes, but we're going to fast forward to the next. It's a little punch out. One of my favorite games. Mike Tyson. I don't think you ever played this one. I talk about it like crazy though. Yeah. You play a little guy and Mario's the referee. You know, it like makes no sense because he doesn't fit in. I think, I may have used a video from it. No, this doesn't sound anything like the original. There were a lot of different versions of this game though. There's like an arcade, a Super Nintendo, a Nintendo. Probably kicks in right here. Oh, here it is. It's called Little Max Confession, by the way. Oh, here it is. Oh, I love this. This is so orgasmic. This sounds a lot like a... Do you remember the S version?
Yeah.
He's
like, 1, 2, 3.
He doesn't say 1, 2, 3, but he goes like, meh, meh.
Oh, yeah.
They actually set lyrics to this. It's really cool. Little Mac is the guy who you fight as. Like, he always gets back of his head for most of it, and then he jogs, and the fat black guy, and like the little hoodie, like next to him towards the Liberty. Oh, what memories. But anyways, yeah, it sounds a lot like Nestimo's, the guitar work here. I like it. I give it a thumbs up. I wouldn't give it like 5 stars out of 5, but like 3 out of 5. It's worth keeping my song right now. He said punch out. Makes it all the better. Okay, we're going to go on to Resident Evil 2. Ada's Groove. Ooh, sounds very Enya. Does it remind you of Enya?
Not really.
Well, what's the thing that's there? innocence thing.
Return to innocence.
You don't know that song?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, here it goes. Okay, Resident Evil, you don't know what it is. You saw the movie.
Yeah.
You saw Apocalypse. Okay, imagine that movie as a video game, only better. Much better, and you have to save a lot. Uh-huh. And it's impossible to save, because you have to find all this ribbon stuff. It's one of the most, like, complicated games, but a great game, still. And I don't remember the music, because I've only played a couple of the series. So, not familiar with the music. That sounds okay. So I didn't like that one. In fact, it was stupid.
Oh.
Okay, this is Mortal Kombat, which we just played. Ooh, very dance club. Very techno. So we're like halfway through the song list now. That's Mortal Kombat. It didn't sound that much like the original one, but it's pretty decent. It's a nice short little transition song. This one's from Mario Kart 64. It's another piano featured one. It's called the Rainbow Snowland Remix. I like the piano.
I'm trying to remember what the original sound like, because I played this game.
The original one I thought was really fast.
Usually racing games are fast.
I don't know. Mario Kart Diddy Kong was a much better game, in my opinion. This doesn't fit very well. But anything that's a piano is good. Okay, I'm gonna fast forward. There has to... Oh my god, it doesn't pick up. Okay, screw this one. We're going to the next song. That's a good song, though. But we've heard enough piano. This is GoldenEye. The original, not the second crappy Xbox version. Do you ever play this one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is a classic. This is probably my favorite game. At least at the moment, it was my favorite game. But then, like, all those great other games came out. I remember listening to a review of this game. It's like one of the craziest games of all time. And there's this level that they played, and they couldn't get the siren noise to go on. Like, stop going on. And so they had to play for like an hour on this level with this stupid siren going
on. We can just turn down the volume.
Yeah, I know, but still, then you just have like people walking behind you. A lot of great stuff. So good, I might have to fast forward. Okay, I'm gonna fast forward. That one's like a good 4 minutes there.
Which game is this?
This is Dragon Quest. Or no, Dragon Warrior! Oh, I'm gonna get so beat up for that. This was one of my favorite games. My brother loved it, so I sort of got forced into playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're in the city, you've always played this song. It's like the greatest song ever, I thought. Only without this drum thing going on. That's pretty much all they did is add a drum beat to it. Oh, there it is. Little string.
Little fake strings.
I think the original version is like a crappy, an even crappier version of the piano. Had a lot of good themes, but plus the versions found on the website ocremix.org, not very good remixes. They sort of screwed up everything. The next one's Diablo. This is one of my favorite games of all time too. Not Diablo as much as Diablo 2 though. Probably because I got started in Diablo the original like way late, and Diablo 2 I sort of started right from the beginning. So I had more time with it. Oh wait, no, this one's from Diablo 2. I lied. I think they use the same like theme though for both games. And this sounds exactly like the original up until the drum beat here. I was so obsessed with this game. I seriously, like, I wouldn't go to school just so I could play this game.
Did you have an article like that?
Did I?
The kids in Japan.
What,
it started off with about the kids in Japan. They were fighting, like, the guy threatened to kill the other person because they were fighting over which game was better. And he was like, oh, I'm going to kill you. And then they were talking about, in Japan, they had this one game that's so popular, they released things during the week. And then, like, people would skip work just to go play it, so they had to start releasing during the weekend.
Yeah, I remember that. Because usually games are released on, like, Tuesdays. Like movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why they do that. It's a weird idea.
I remember when Lord of the Rings came out, everybody skipped school that day.
I don't have any recollection of that.
It was a huge deal at my school.
Like in the movie theater?
Like in the movie theater, the day it came out, like everyone skipped school, so my last class of the day, there's only two other people.
I'm surprised because I thought that one would take a while to get the word of mouth around. Okay, so that's Diablo 2. Next one's Beatmania. This is a really good remix, from what I remember.
Beatmania?
It's sort of like DDR, I think.
Oh.
Something to that extent. I don't know, it's a PlayStation game.
Is it floor mat and everything like that?
I don't know. I'm just pulling things out of my butt. Don't ask me about PSX trivia. really gets down in its funkiness, I think. Sort of makes you want to do that DJ classic, like, are you ready? Stuff. Have you ever had that, where, like, you're at a dance party or something, and the DJ really sucks? And he starts getting, like, really into it, like, hey, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guy, like, homecoming would always do that.
Yeah, we had a homecoming guy one year, and he was always up at the mic, and, like, he thought he had skill, so he'd do, like, a lot of, lots of really stupid little comments like that. I think I'm going to jump ahead.
Oh, piano again.
Piano equals awesome. That's what I think. That's my theory. For everything.
Unless there's four of them.
Like, if I were a teacher and, like, I were giving projects out to kids and they did a little piano thing halfway through, I'd be like, A plus.
Beat me up.
Okay, next song, Breath of Fire. You must dance. That's the version. It's not me saying that. Seriously, you have to start dancing. Yeah, I need to turn up the volume on this, but this is awesome.
This one sounds more like a dance song than
me. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to a club that's like a song like this. Wouldn't that be awesome if there were a club just for gamers? Where you can play video games and dance?
Basically, everyone there would be dancing like Dance Dance Revolution. They'd be so forward and back.
The entire dance floor is just Dance Dance Revolution pads.
Oh my goodness.
Like 50 DDR pads on the floor. And then, of course, there'd be like other cool things. That'd be awesome. Because you know how arcades are sucking now?
Uh-huh.
Like in the 80s, arcades were huge. And I think now, or at least in the early 90s, Japan had awesome arcades. They still do. Because right now they just got the Super Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
They, I think, Double Dash. Actually, no, I think it's just normal Super Mario Kart for the arcade. And it's really cool because it, like, takes a camera and it shows your face. And so, like, when you're looking at other characters on screen, it'll stick, like, a little icon over their character, and they'll be, like, a picture of your face.
Oh, that's neat.
It's really cool. I saw some screenshots of it. But, yeah, they just transported Mario Kart over. But I'd love to open up a arcade/dance place. And instead of serving alcohol, you just serve balls and Red Bull. Lots of rave clubs do that, by the way. Yeah, they have, I don't think they have balls, but they have, Red Bull, I know.
I like this one.
I was at a local rave club, like, a year ago, I was here visiting, and I remember having, Red Bull, I think. I had, like, a sip of it. My brother got me some. So that's Breath of Fire. Next is Mario Kart 64. We're just talking about Mario Kart, so it sort of fits in. This one's like a really weird Starbucks version.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a supermarket type of song. Maybe while you're buying your cereal.
I'd say, where does this belong?
I don't like this.
On an easy listening online radio channel, I think.
All the supermarkets where I live, they all play music like jazzy, like remixes of stuff.
You know, they actually, yeah, and they actually slow it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you this?
I think so.
They slow down the music at supermarkets and different stores because subliminally it'll make you slow down, and that causes you to spend more time and to think slower so that you'll buy more products. Another cool little supermarket trick that you'll notice is if they have like 50 million cans of soup and they need to get rid of it, they'll stick it at the end of the aisle and they'll mark like buy two, get the third free. And then it'll say like limit of 10 or something. And if they put that limit of some certain number, people will buy a lot more. For some reason, like, you see like, oh, it must be good or something, I guess. But that's like a proven fact. You heard it here first. Yinkyink.com.
I haven't seen limits on soup, but I've seen limits on milk. I remember we had like a hurricane or something, and they're like, you can only buy three. So my mom bought three, like, and had my sister come in and get three
more.
That's
for a real reason, though. That's for like actual, like, they're limiting you so that other people will be able to get their milk. Usually they take items that are like huge amount of bulk, and they're smaller, like soup. Soup's just an example that like, I flung out there, but I bet that's a pretty common one. Maybe cereal? Maybe some cereal?
No, only milk.
That's a weird
thing.
And maybe Virginia does that. So that's Mario Kart. It sounds a lot like the original, but very, I don't know. Looks like poetry. Poetry reading style. Need a little mustache and a beret. Okay, the last one we have for you is Arachnoid Black Block Remix. This one sounds, I think, identical to the original.
That's gonna pick it up. Here we go.
You gotta pick it up. Dance club style. Classic little, every rave song has something like that, where it's like suddenly it gets quiet then they pick it back up. It's like a formula for rave songs.
Oh, they do it again?
Yeah, and then it like finally kicks all the way back in. Keeps wanting to hit on you. Because I was like, dude, I have to go back to my room. He's like, leave your girlfriend on. I was like, no, Mocker. And then he, like, private messaged you and stuff. And then some girl wrote into the site in the forum, and I was talking to him about it. He's like, how old is she? I was like, 15. He's like, awesome. I was like, dude, that's a little young. Then, because I wasn't thinking, but Mocker's like 14. Mocker's a youngin', and so he's like, that's cooler than me, and so Mocker, I think, hits on any girl he can find.
Aww.
That Norwegian whore. Yeah, so if Mocker starts hitting on you, you have to reject him.
Or will I?
Scar him for life. Oh,
no! I'm just kidding.
Oh, you did not. Not on the answer. How dare you. I shall beat you now. In Halo 2. I think we should start doing like a who wants to hook up with the Mocker contest or something. Like whoever answers the most questions about something can get a date with Mocker.
Online.
Online.
Yes. Playing video
games.
A
nice online restaurant, and you can do like video chatting during it. Do a iChat.
Oh, is that the end?
That's basically the end. They might come back with a little like drum beat or something, but that's it.
Yay! Oh, that
tear.
Was exciting.
That was exciting, wasn't it? Okay, we're gonna just play some random stuff and we'll talk over it. Oh, a little Tetris. Speaking of which, I kicked your ass at Tetris earlier.
Oh.
Just to remind you guys. Yeah. So, any other cool stories you like from this week that you want to talk about? Let's pull up the stories, we'll see what you can think of here. Okay, Tetris gets a little annoying.
Let's get.
turn it down really low. Let's do some Wolfenstein. Oh, Ultima, even better. We'll do Tomb Raider, then Ultima, then Wolfenstein, or something like that. Okay, just taking video game ads now in a massively multiplayer online game called Anarchy Online.
I don't think I've read this one yet.
This one's new. I just stuck it up this morning sometime. But they're like billboards in this video game, and they're going to stick like Pepsi ads on it. But the cool thing about it is because of this entire like advertising within the game, they aren't going to be charging you for monthly subscription fees like World of Warcraft, where you have to pay like $15 a month, something around there. This one, it's free, which few massively multiplayer games are free anymore. But the sacrifice for that is that you're going to have to put up with ads, so your characters might be wearing like Diet Mountain Dew t-shirts.
What's the pop? People like in World of
what's
Warcraft.
What's the pop you like?
Huh?
What's the pop you like?
The
diet, or you don't like, but you're always making fun
the
of?
Diet Vanilla Cherry Dr. Pepper. It's like the longest name in the
you
world.
You couldn't fit that on a t-shirt.
Let's pulling like random stuff and like Cherry Pepsi.
But could you imagine a gnome wearing like a Pepsi shirt?
That'd be awesome.
That's probably why they don't do it in some of those other games, because it just wouldn't fit in with the environment. Like World of Warcraft and EverQuest. Mm-hmm. And even Guild Wars, it just, it would ruin the mood.
Yeah.
And with these games, they're sort of based in a more more modern daytime. Mm-hmm. Modern daytime. I said like daytime. Oh, well. So it sort of fits in. You could do like ye old Pepsi or something for EverQuest.
You have like subliminal messages where it just like flashes Pepsi really quickly.
I think that'd
you're
be cool.
You're drinking, like playing the game, you're like, I'm thirsty.
Well, what about the pizza in EverQuest thing? Where you can order pizza while playing EverQuest.
Yeah, I guess that's another way you can do it.
But that's not direct, like they're not advertising directly, but you know that if you hit slash pizza, you order pizza from Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great idea. For us lazy gamers.
Yeah,
I wish I had EverQuest so I could order pizza.
They don't have it for World of Warcraft? Do you think they're going to come out with it now that EverQuest has?
Probably not. It'd be great if they did.
Or they did, like, a rival company?
I wonder
like
what'll be next. Like, if you'll be able to do, like, slash Chinese food.
Hmm.
But there is no, like, big Chinese food...
Chain. I guess it would be like any fast food restaurant, you could do it.
Slash McDonald's.
Slash
Subway. But they don't deliver.
Oh.
That's the thing, because it delivers to your door so you don't have to stop gaming. Really.
Take your eyes off the screen for 1 second.
Matrix Online, you know the movie The Matrix? They're having an online massively multiplayer game coming out.
Really?
Yeah. They've been postponing it for like a year or something. Something horrible. It's supposed to come out a long time ago. It's finally coming out, I think, a month from now. Less than a month from now. And it's, like, the biggest disappointment ever. Like, no one's going to be playing it.
Aww.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Are they going to be, like, you can choose from 5 characters, or are they just random people?
You can be, like, any person. You make it look like a person. You can't be, like, a gnome walking around.
I know that.
I'm the undead walking around.
Gnome, like, wearing a black suit.
It's basically, like, humans, and you can change your features a little bit. It's nothing that great.
So you just, like, walk around and kill, like...
I think you run from agents, stuff like that. I don't know. It looks stupid. It looks very stupid. Like, at first when I heard about the idea, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be awesome, and then, like... a year and a half went by. And like the movie, I was like, okay, the last movie is a year ago and you're finally coming out with a game, and the last movie sucked, by the way. The last two movies sucked, by the way, so they're 1 for 3. But yeah, so that's that news. What about, let's see, what else? Xbox is getting the guy who makes the Final Fantasy series, or you've heard me talk about that, right? Final Fantasy?
Yeah. I just remember at the very beginning of the year, your roommate played that game.
Oh, yeah, he played Final Fantasy Online.
Oh.
which is, you know, part of the series. It wasn't very much like the other games, really. But the guy who's, like, the creator of that series, he's gonna partner up, or he's just did partner up with Xbox or Microsoft. So now they're going to do Final Fantasy games, or not Final, I don't think they're saying Final Fantasy games, but I think they're saying some type of RPG role-playing game for the Xbox. So the Xbox is finally going to get this awesome series, because PlayStation is like sort of defined by some of these big series like Final Fantasy and all these other big ones, Doc Hack, lots of these great RPGs, and Xbox really never had many great RPGs. We had like Morrowind, which is one of my favorite games, and a few others, Fable, for example. And now we're going to get this guy who's like the god of RPG games. Yeah.
You say we, like we, all you Xboxers
I
are
am
together.
An Xboxer. We are a community. How do you feel about the entire power cord thing?
What do you mean?
About how the power cords supposedly might light up on me and catch my room on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And they're offering to replace it, except for I don't have the information to be able to replace it.
What, didn't they give you, like, a website or something?
They give you what they say, like, go to Xbox.com and fill in the information. So you have to give out your serial number and the manufacturing date. And that's all found on the sticker on the bottom of your Xbox. But if you have a modded Xbox, chances are you rip that sticker off and you throw it away.
Oh.
So I don't have it. I know I have it on my Xbox at, back home. But, my second Xbox. So pathetic that I can refer to having two Xboxes. Yeah, so I'm not getting a new plug. I'm really not worried, though, because it's like 1 in 10,000.
And you don't leave yours on all the time, do you?
I do, but it's completely by accident.
Well, yeah, the fire alarm is right above it, so if anything does happen.
Oh, is it? I never even noticed. Yeah, hopefully it won't. My clothing is also right above it, so it's a nice thing to...
Right next to your computer and everything that you have, all your electronics right next to it.
I can figure if I keep them in a heap, if there's an emergency, I can just open my arms and grab as much as I can and
just
run.
Buy, like, a fire blanket and, like, toss it on top of your Xbox.
Wait, cover what's important to you. I think, Christy?
Or... Oh! Okay, goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saved my stickers too on my refrigerator. I have a Rockstar and Atari sticker. I love those stickers. They've been with me since I had that refrigerator.
Like 2 years?
Yeah, like 2 years. Nothing, really.
Go so far back.
Yes, back in the day. Before the PSP and DS. The folding Nintendo GBA.
I remember before there were CDs.
Yeah, I can't wait until I can get to tell my children like what gaming used to be like when I was young.
Also, I remember playing on the Atari computer where you hooked
you
it
don't.
Up.
Did you have an Atari?
I had an Atari. It was like a keyboard, and we plugged it into the TV, and all we could do is type, but we didn't have a printer, so it couldn't print out. It was like a weird computer.
An Atari did that?
Yeah.
Sounds more like an Amiga almost.
It said Atari on it.
It may have been an Atari something else, like... I don't know, they had so many versions of their system. Yeah, the earliest I can go back is the Nintendo Entertainment System, the original NES.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the first game I played, though. Then I remember going over to my uncle's house to play Sonic the Hedgehog on the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved on to my best friend's house. He had a Sega Genesis also. And so I played that all the time, and then my best friend and I both got a Nintendo 64, and the first game I remember playing on that was Tetris here, which we talked about earlier. Oh, no we didn't, because that part got deleted. Dang it, next time we're going to have to figure out how to record the TV at the same time as us. What else did I play? And then I played the Dreamcast, which was when I was just entering high school, I think. That was probably my favorite console, Dreamcast. Now look, oh, Jet Set Radio Future. We have to rent that for the Xbox.
It's a what?
It's like a skating game, but it's very, like, cel-shaded stuff.
Like rollerblading, or?
Yeah, like rollerblading.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's like very comic booky.
Is it like that skateboard game trying to get me to play?
Tony
Hawk? I was so bad at that.
Sog before that, I hated that game.
So do you like try to do tricks or is it like racing?
Yeah, it's like tricks and racing. It's a lot of cool modes in it. It's a great game. I hate Tony Hawk on the series. I don't know how to explain it. I don't remember very much of it. But you have to do like grinding. You do this crazy grinding. You know what grinding is?
Mm-mm.
Like if you take your skates, you jump on a curb, and you like slide the curb against your skate for a while. You like sort of balance on the curb.
Oh yeah.
On the edge.
Mm-hmm.
That's grinding. And if you do it for like, you do this ridiculous stuff where you jump on a pole that's like 5 stories up in the air, and you slide on this pole all the way down, and you wouldn't touch the ground for like a few minutes if you're really good at it. And it was a lot of fun. And you spray paint stuff. I think that's probably my favorite skating game of all time so far. Anyways, what else do we have to talk about? Nintendo's talking to some company about this massively multiplayer game, I guess, that looks just like Zelda. The Wind Waker, or Wind Walker. I always call it Wind Waker for some reason. ATI has announced a 512 megabyte gaming card. Not sure when that's coming out.
How much is a normal one?
We'll talk about that on the next episode.
What?
How much is a normal game card?
Right now the high-end ones are about 256, so half that.
Wow.
And, the one I'm running on my computer right now is 128, which is decent for gaming. Not amazing, like you wouldn't want to play the best games. Oh, this is the one we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
Yeah, the Dragon Quest Death Threat. A university student in Japan has been arrested after threatening to kill a friend after a disagreement over which Dragon Quest role-playing game was the best.
Oh.
That's pathetic. Okay, I think it's pretty funny that they would actually arrest someone after this, because if you look over at gaming forums, you'll see this all the time.
Yeah.
But probably the fact that he actually knew the kid in real life is what caused him to do this. Most times when you hear threats being tossed back and
forth. Well, it says he was threatening a friend, so that's even worse.
Yeah, but it's not, like, I might threaten to hit you for saying something stupid, but I'm not going to hit you. It's just me joking around.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm abusive with my verbal languages. Nah. Okay, Divx movies are going to come to the DS, along with Wi-Fi network. Yeah, the Nintendo's going to unveil a Wi-Fi wireless internet, Disty, in case you didn't know what that is.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
Yeah, that's what that router right there sitting on the floor is.
Uh-huh.
That's for Wi-Fi. So that you can play the Nintendo DS over the internet. And it's going to roll out in all these major cities, I guess. I don't know exactly how it works. They're rolling that out pretty soon, along with they just announced that you'll be able to play Divx. I sort of explained to you once before what Divx is. It's like a form of compression for video.
Don't you have like Dr. Divx?
Yeah, Dr. Divx will turn a normal video into like a smaller one, compresses it. Good call.
Yay! 10 points for me.
Yeah. Plus 10. Yeah, there's a new game coming for the GBA and DS called Riviera, I guess. It looks pretty cool. Very RPG-ish. The next America's Army game is going to be published by Ubisoft.
That
Ubisoft.
Looks neat.
Yeah, you know Ghost Recon we played not too long ago? The realistic one, you get shot twice, you die?
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay, that's Ubisoft. So I'm expecting it to be pretty much the same thing as Ghost Recon, but like army style. So it'll be basically the same game packaged a little differently.
Well, I was reading it. It reminded me of The Sims because it's like you go through all the levels of it.
The Sims?
No, because it was saying how you have to like start out through the whole like career mode.
Oh, and then like you get your
You build it up. So
yeah.
Except you probably would have to tell them when to go to
sleep.
Okay,
the last game I would compare that to is The Sims, but
yeah,
I guess
Sims
you're right
Army.
On some level. The Sims Army Edition.
Well, they do have an army career mode.
That'd be the most for The Sims.
Yeah, they do. They come out with a little army truck, and you go back and forth.
Man, we have to get some new games for you.
Because I know. That's all I know, Sims and Mario Paint.
The Xbox 2 is probably going to feature a removable hard drive. Yeah, it's sort of a big deal because people think that's going to help hackers access it. Which would be cool. Yeah.
Yep.
So how do you like the new microphones?
This is really neat. I like having the one that I can hold. Because that one sits on the stand. This one I can like run around the room with.
Well, I like the stand because you don't make funny sounds when you move it. And you like to pet yours. Like it's a little Tamagotchi. Shake it like a Tamagotchi. That'd be great. Like, someone should do that. Instead of a Polaroid picture.
I think you should have all these new mics.
Yes, I'll make my own rendition. I like to use the word rendition. That's the magic word for today's episode.
Okay.
Rendition. Okay, so, the cool thing about this episode is I'm going to do it in stereo, which means, like, if you're wearing a pair of headphones, the reason I'm doing this is it's going to be a bigger file overall, but lots of the techno songs we're listening to, it likes to go back and forth from the left side to the right side, so if you're wearing headphones, you'll notice that, and it'll sound a lot cooler. Also, it's just to play around with our new mic stuff to see how it sounds.
And getting new toy.
Yeah, I love my toys. If only I could, like, combine my iPod and my Xbox and my microphones and my computer into one device.
Wow. That'd be like huge.
I should just get some soldering stuff and just solder them all together.
Well, the Xbox already plays music, so there's the iPod part.
Yeah. And it's not portable, though. I'll stick a portable battery on it.
And then get it like a generator.
And stick a LCD, glue my computer screen to the top or something. That'd be amazing.
Oh my goodness.
The orgasmic. So I think that's all we have for today.
Aww.
Aw, tear. But this is like a little preview episode. Tomorrow I'm going to do a full one. You want to join us tomorrow? Yes. Yes. Tomorrow you won't have to talk as much.
All right, that sounds good to me.
It'll just be.
I didn't talk much today either.
Well, you don't need to. The hot female voice will do for now. All those guys out there, those 15-year-old mockers, 14-year-old mockers, are gonna be like, "Oh, Disty,
oh,
make love to me, Halo style."
That doesn't even make any sense. Oh, goodness. Okay, I think it's time to stop.
Okay, so.
The end.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have you tomorrow, and Mocker will be there for the three-way. We might even get air. I need to figure out how to do that. So, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a nice
evening.
Actually,
today, it's after midnight.
Well, it's after midnight, so we'll see you guys later on today. It depends what time we stick out the episode. Might even do it Sunday. So, take care for now. This is Yankadank signing off for Gamers Radio. Oh, and Disty.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.